The unexpected places where beehives are cropping up in an effort to save the bee population. When the dramatic decline in honeybee populations started back in the late 1990s, researchers ramped up their efforts to find the causes for the declines and also to get Americans more aware of the issue and how they can help. And it seems to be working. Mary Kay Milanowski, a University of Maryland Extension entomologist, says interest on that is far above what it was two decades ago, and honeybee colonies are now starting to crop up in places you'd never expect.
I have a friend who works with beekeepers in New York City, where they have beehives on the buildings in downtown New York.
And it's not just New York.
People are putting bees everywhere. There's beehives all over Washington, D.C. on many of the buildings down here.
And it's not just honeybees that pollinate our food crops.
There's butterflies, there's moths, bats, a lot of native bees, like little tiny bees. There's all different sized bees, bumblebees. There's even certain flies.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.